Welcome to the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. In a world where knowledge has become a commodity, this podcast is designed to give you something more. Access to the experience of a successful CEO who has already walked the path. So join your host, Martin Moore, who will unlock and bring to life your own leadership experiences and accelerate your journey to leadership excellence.
Welcome to Moments with Marty, your short, sharp shot of leadership insight to help you stay on track between our weekly episodes of the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast. I've often heard of leaders getting feedback from their boss when they've been passed over for a promotion. They're often told, you need to be more strategic, whatever the hell that means. Now, there could be a number of different explanations for this, but you can't always rely on your boss to explain exactly what she means. Let me give you a few suggestions for how you might be able to interpret this. Sometimes it's because your presentation and communication skills are lacking. Any deficit here may hamper your ability to explain concepts at the right level. Now, I know leaders who haven't yet mastered the language of business, so they end up going into excruciating detail with anything they present. And becoming too buried in too much detail may be interpreted by senior people as an inability to see the forest for the trees. And it may feel like a series of disconnected thoughts that don't align and don't have any logical flow. As Albert Einstein said, if you can't explain something simply, you don't understand it well enough. So a good presenter with strategic thinking ability can tell a story that flows, connects, and makes sense, irrespective of the complexity of the subject matter. If your presentations are so burdened with detail that they lose the main points, you may be labelled as not being strategic enough. Now, talking of subject matter complexity, another reason may be your inability to understand complex concepts and translate them into actions. This is largely a cognitive skill that requires a certain level of intellectual horsepower. It's about being able to recognise patterns and apply your experience and learnings from one situation to other relevant situations. Not everyone has this ability to the same extent. I hate to think of any limitations as immovable obstacles, but this is one that can be pretty difficult to overcome. Your abstract reasoning capability can probably be improved over time, but it's largely predicated on your baseline intellectual quotient, which is hard to shift outside a predetermined range. Sometimes this can be interpreted as not being strategic. Another surefire indicator that you're not strategic is if you're unable to relate and communicate your specialist expertise in ways that others can understand. Now, a CFO who worked for me once was presenting a quarterly results presentation for our business to a large group of blue-collar workers in a remote site. You can imagine my amazement when he started to explain why the mark-to-market movements in our forward portfolio of electricity derivatives was excluded from our underlying EBITDA calculation. Being able to simplify concepts so that other people can understand them in your specialist area of expertise is an important quality in a strategic leader. Sometimes it's just insufficient breadth of knowledge. So if, for example, you're an HR professional and you can only talk from your own point of reference, that may be seen as limiting. In talent management processes, when senior management tries to identify potential leaders, they look to people who can see beyond their own portfolio, who have a breadth of vision across a whole range of subject areas. So, for example, if an HR person can understand and integrate factors from marketing and operations and asset management and finance into their own strategies and programs, well, that person is much more likely to be considered strategic. Now, there's no doubt that sometimes the line, you need to be more strategic, is just a convenient and abstract excuse to say, I don't think you're management material. But there are ways to overcome even the most limiting impressions that your boss may have of you. If you want to tap into my 6 suggestions for how to become more strategic, have a listen to episode 134 of the No Bullshit Leadership Podcast, Being More Strategic. We'll leave a link in the notes. I really hope you enjoyed this moment and that it gives you that extra little spark to be a no bullshit leader.